problem will stick on a track. The problem just moves around on a track. It stays right there with the PC. It's always now. Now, an overt will lay there in the past, all right. And it can have command phrases, and it could also be a problem. You could have, you'll find very often, you get one of these fairly major incidents, and you got all kinds of chains running through them. ASC brake, well, you had a problem at the same time. You probably had some withholds and overts. You know, of course you did. You know, you have to have withholds and overts before you ever get an ASC brake. Somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I think you're the rudest person I ever saw. And you look at him and you go, well, thank you for telling me that. You know who he is, you don't care who he is, who cares what you think? Your universe don't even exist unless I say it does. You don't care what he said. But now if you decided, oh, that was the queen of Bazooka Land and I was supposed to do something. I was supposed to say, yes, your majesty, and but she didn't notice it, thank God. But then from then on, you know, there's one sneaky guy in the retainers, you know, he looks at me funny, and, you know, I'll show him, I'll steal the silver pitcher here, and he'll get in trouble for it, and I'll get even. And there he goes. He's off on this little long chain of events. And he gets into them lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. One time he's stealing the silver. Next lifetime he's stealing the horses. And he commits the same overt over and over and over and over. He does these things by chains. He's blind. He has to make mistakes. He makes mistakes all the time. Mistakes is a way of life. Mistakes are us for SP. Even when they're trying to destroy you, they wind up lighting the fuse before the bomb ever gets to you. Intricate, well-laid plans. And then they blow themselves up. Or somebody that forgets to bang matches or something. Totally insane. There's no understanding it. The only thing there is to understand that it's not understandable. So that's how you handle overt. So you find what's there, and you get all of it. You ask the PC if it's all, and yeah, it is. And go further similar, and you go further similar, and you go further similar, and you go further similar. And you find out when you get down is over. Don't do the same thing. Don't go in and say, okay, well, I see you kill those guys. And, and that was it. And that was erased. And, oh, that's why you have spots on your forehead. And I'm really glad they're all gone. Now, is there any other part of this overt here that we haven't maybe looked at? Yeah, of course you've got an FN. Of course, of course, of course. Your FN's nice. You get lots of those. But what you really want is erasure of this thing. You want to get everything out of it. You're in here already in it. The PC's already going, rah, 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 look at this and that new thing, cognite, cognite, cognite. Well, go ahead and make sure you get all of that overt. You know, I don't care if it does have a floating needle. Say, well, is there anything else there? Oh, yes. You know, oh, man, I forgot about the dudes on the hill. And he'll blow a bunch more charge, and he'll blunch more, and then maybe he'll just sit there and look at you, and you go, it's gone. And oh, you know, the walls are so bright and the color is just so right, 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 right. Well, you know you got an EP on your hands. Get your big paws off that meter and say, thank you very much. End of session. You know, anything else you'd like to say or ask if you feel like you might look like you might have a little cog in him or something. You know, you let him two-way comment out. But that's all you really do is you just do it by the withhold system. If you're writing up overts on your own in some kind of a condition write-up or something, you sit down and you just write up your own overts. You do it pretty with the whole system. Yeah, I went over here and I drank wine and fell into the garbage can and went, and well, three times go, and how many times did you do it? Well, about 14,282 times. And what else do you do? Oh, yeah, well, I peed in the car, and I stole somebody's bread out of the back of a truck, and life is tough as a homeless person. Well, fine, you see, you don't really care. You just get all of the overts that they did, whether he thought the stealing bread was good or bad. Just get it all off, and you got to keep the auditor's code here very, very strictly when you're dealing with overts, because these things are, yeah, you sit there and have some poor PC, it might take him an hour to get the courage, or more, maybe a couple sessions, to get the courage to tell you about something. I mean, maybe he's got to run a whole bunch of other stuff off before he can ever even get to that incident and tell you about it. He wants to tell you about it, but he can't. It's wired in, no. It's an impossible thing to communicate about that. Because he has an overt on the subject. And once he had an overt on the subject, he withdrew from the subject. He no longer had affinity for it. He wasn't in agreement with it. He didn't communicate and he didn't understand it. In other words, he failed to create it. He quit being ARC. He quit creating himself as that particular situation or dynamic. He just went out of ARC. ARC broke himself. He did an overt and punished himself for it and went out of communication. So anyway, there's lots of tons and tons and tons of data on this, set checking, and you have expanded dynamics, who's handling old evil intention engrams and things like this. There's a lot of stuff done with the spiritual counseling, particularly in the area of running off overts and withholds. So anyway, that's how you handle withholds and miswithholds. People get very, very critical and they scream and holler and bitch at you and moan and say all kinds of nasty things about you. If you miss their withholds, if you almost find out about something, and if you're sitting there with a meter and you're supposed to be an auditor and you don't, you know, you're going to have a critical PC on your hands. If you're running in the OT levels and you're doing this, you're going to have some critical case on your hands, whatever you're doing. You know, you've got a missed withhold, you're going to see people being critical. If they're critical, you know you missed a withhold. So you're going to need to know the various manifestations of each one of these rudiments and how they go about. The PC comes in and gives you kind of a dirty look, and most people will be tempted, well, what did I do to you? No. What's up? You know, what are you hiding? What do you mean, why am I hiding? Well, you looked at me funny. Well, you know, I'm not really, come on, fess up. What's the withhold? You know, what's the problem? Well, you know, the other day, whenever you said blah, 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 that really upset me, and I didn't tell you about it. You see what I mean? You know, I've already missed the withhold. You're supposed to be there. And if you're an OT, you're supposed to know everything in their banks. The funniest thing about knowledge, Ron talks about this. He says, you know, that a person will put up all this knowledge. It's the only thing that's really important to them, is this knowledge. They want to hang on to things, you know. They want to create a time track, and they want to make pictures of all this stuff just for knowledge, just for experience, just for be, do, and have, you know, just to have something out there. They want to have this knowledge. They want to have an experience. And because maybe they never played this particular experience without secondary engrams and overts and stuff, they still went along with the game, and they set it all up, and they said, okay, fine, whenever we set the game up, we says, yep, if we have an overt, then we'll go out of communication. Uh-huh, that's the way the universe ought to work. And we set it all up that way, you see. So when you're handling rudiments on a person, all you're really doing is getting their attention off of the entire universe. You're getting it off of all their dynamics. So you can go along with the body of the session. You know, PC's not going to do very good if you're asking him to touch walls, and he's wondering whether his parking meter is going to run out, or whether his wife's going to have the kid right then, or he's been stealing money from your treasury, or he knows that check he gave you is going to bounce. I know sometimes I always sound like I'm rambling a lot in these little lectures. To a large degree, I am, but a lot of this, what I'm trying to do is give you the benefit of the experience that I have, and some of these things that made sense to me, and why they made sense to me, and how I could shortcut whatever I could and tell you go read the original materials, but at least give you somebody's viewpoint on how these things are all stacked up. Now, rudiments are important to a case. Some auditors get some bigger wins with rudiments, they try to run the whole case with rudiments. Well, maybe you could eventually, but what you want to do is get on with the body of the session. So you always check for ARC breaks, check for miss withholds. You want to check for present time problems. You can also check for withholds, for missed withholds. You can check for suppressions. You know, you could have come under a suppression recently, and you can check for invalidations. If he just come in and told him he was, somebody came in and told him he was the stupidest fool in the world to ever give you that much money for that crazy spiritual counseling stuff. He just suffered an invalidation, you see. He's kind of worried about that a little bit. He's not sure that he did the right thing. And as long as he's not sure he's doing the right thing, he's not going to be a very good PC. So what you got to do is clean up that invalidation or suppression. In the beginning, you take a PC and you clean up all these things. You just keep cleaning them up until they kind of stay in pretty good. And then you try to deliver them as much auditing as you can in a short amount of time as you can, so that he raises enough of this bank that he is actually able to rise above this whole thing. And now he's cause over the area, whatever area you happen to be addressing with your auditing. But these are the beginning things that need to be in. And one of the other rudiments that sometimes people are miss, there's more than one of them, is the PC tired or is he hungry? You know, is this guy even in shape to audit? You know, he's got both legs cut off and bleeding or what? If you've got the body rudiments in, that's what we call the body rudiments, food, sleep, vitamins, and so forth. And then you get the Thetan rudiments in, where he doesn't have any ARC breaks, and he doesn't have any present time problems, and he doesn't have any withholds that have been restimulated. Nothing suppressed him, and nothing's invalidating him, and he's all very bright and effing and looking at you and wondering what you're going to run today. And then you enter the body of the session. So, I know it sounds awful simple. It really is. It's very, very, very simple. I gave you quite a bit of data in the early part of the lecture about an ARC break and how to handle that, how you could get different reads and so forth, and stay in communication with the PC the whole time. Showed you how you find a problem and define it and make sure the PC gets it and understands it and knows what they're doing, and they run it down earlier, similar, and it erases. I give you some data about the reactive mind and what happens whenever you view it through one of these Ingrams or earlier similar chains. We went over what an overt is. We went over what the dynamics are so we could understand what an overt is. Again, an overt is something that harms broadly across the dynamics. This is a dynamic Ingram in a way. You know, war is not good for plants or other living things, as the saying goes. War gives the dynamic Ingrams. So these things eventually have to be run out too. One day, in order to handle this pre-clear sitting in front of you, you're going to wind up auditing as many people as you can find in your whole life, because these dynamics are all interrelated. You can't abandon your fellow man without abandoning yourself. The path to full OT leads that way. It does not lead to less and less responsibility. It leads to more and more responsibility, more and more recognition. A recognition of self as source, as cause. You can almost erase the whole thing by just getting the guy to really, truly cognize that he's creating, not creating it. That's what happens when you go get a guy to start touching walls and stuff. You know, CCH, well, look at that wall. Give me that hand, but you get him up to whatever it is, 3 or 4, and you can get him over, go there and touch the wall. And, he touches the wall, and he touches the wall, and he touches the wall, and he comes into present time. And he looks at you and tells you something about, oh, you know, I'm in present time. Well, that's what all of this auditing is about, is bringing the person into present time. See, so they can look at things as they are and erase them as they go. See, if you completely looked at all the track that's happening to you right now, if you completely confronted everything, of course, you wouldn't have any pictures of it. You wouldn't, you know, they would erase. All you would have is the pictures in your old mind or your old past track that you would have to erase, but you wouldn't be making any new pictures. And in a way, that's the state the clear is in. Once he realizes he doesn't have any pictures and he's not going to make any new pictures, he pretty much is clear. So because what we are ultimately working for is clear itself, knowing how to get rudiments in on a person so they can be audited, so the major process can be run on them, or a major grade, or whatever you're going to do, this must not be overlooked. Now, of course, you can audit a PC that's ARC break, and you can audit them over top of a present time problem even if you have to, but it's very much better to go ahead and handle these rudiments, and you have a much more productive and much faster session. And if you're a PC listening to this, which of course you are, or you will be one day, that's one of your hats as a PC, is to listen to the auditor and do what the auditor tells you, and try to give him what's going on. So the more that you know why he's asking you these things, the more thoroughly, for example, that you look down your track and trying to find the overt and the withhold, and oh yes, and I stole some penny horseshoe nails and I grabbed a flower that I wasn't supposed to, try to get all of that stuff. It's your own case, gain your own sanity, that depends on it. And so you just go in there and take a workmanlike job of it, and go in there and try to get every little bit you can out, and tell the auditor when you've done so, and try to stay in communication with the auditor. And try to keep your ethics in, you know, try to do what's right. Continue your studies. Make sure that you feed and take care of yourself. And just generally grant yourself the beingness to be you. And if you grant yourself the beingness to be you, I guarantee you won't have no trouble with any PC ever again. Because you learn these Scientology data, and you're just looking at another immortal being, that's all. You're sitting there trying to audit them, and you're just looking back at this mortal looking at you, immortal. And sure, they can get into ARC breaks and stuff like this, and they don't look too good sometimes when they come into session. But by handling these rudiments, and I've given you some very excellent techniques and advice on how to fly these things. Of course, your metering skills are, goes without saying, you have to know your meter. I will give other lectures on metering and so forth as we go along. So that concludes this lecture on rudiments. I'm not sure how long it is, but I think it should be much higher quality than the earlier ones, and I'll strive to speak more clearly and try to communicate as exactly as I can some of this data. I'm starting to realize there's a tremendous amount of it, and so if I just spend my free time, I'll be able to communicate a lot of this to people that can use it to help others.